Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was looking at your services for self-publishing a book.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, that's what I wanted some information if you could help me. Are you part of Pub you're part of Penguin, the actual publisher, Penguin out of New York?
No, that's a traditional publisher. We are a full-service publishing house. So both traditional publishers and self-published authors need our help. We edit, proofread, typeset, do the formatting, cover designing, you know, all of those things that happen, that's what we're involved in. And then we help people in marketing books. So we have done projects with traditional publishers like Penguin Random House, you know, Simon and Schuster, you know, McGraw, and then we also have worked with a lot of self-published authors.
Right. But you advertise you're part of Penguin, so
No, we
that's kind of misleading.
don't. No, we don't.
Well, it shows Penguin.
It
You
is.
say you're Penguin.
No,
Huh?
we're a self-publishing company. There's a reason why they haven't sued us yet. There are two different things. We're a full-service publishing house. We don't go do traditional publishing. If we were doing traditional publishing, then we would have
So
been in
what's
their
the
mandate.
difference? Right. What's the difference between going through you and just going to Amazon Direct?
You can do that. You can't. Amazon doesn't provide services. There are a lot of the companies that would represent themselves as Amazon. I have seen a lot of these companies popping up these days, like Kindle Direct Publishers, Amazon Publishing. You know, there are a lot of these companies, but those companies are also representing themselves as they're also like self-published publishing companies or full-service houses that are representing as Amazon.
So do you offer audiobooks, Kindle, everything?
Absolutely.
And then how do you get advertised, like if you're doing it yourself on a limited budget, like?
See, marketing itself, what I'll tell you, we have like the plan that we use in order to like market any book is that we run ads for the first few months, but running ads can get really expensive and really soon for our clients. So we run ads just to get the initial reviews and, you know, just to get the word rolling. After that, we involve influencers to, you know, invite you on podcasts or maybe just buy a book. Now, the thing about bigger influencers is that smaller ones are usually following them. So when like three or five big name influencers buy a book and do a review, a lot of smaller ones do the same thing because they are chasing the same kind of audience. Now, that eventually
Right.
helps us building the word of mouth. So first we run ads, then we create word of mouth, and the final thing that we do is that we create an author's website for you on which we run SEO for 6 months or more. Now, even if you know SEO, even if you're able to rank like three or four articles, the results will reflect at least in a, you know, for a couple of years. So combining, you know, ads, influencers, and then third, which is, you know, SEO, gives us an approximate return of around 200, 250%. But we also have like a trump card, which is we also enroll your book in Barnes and Nobles here in the U.S. and Indigo Chapters in Canada. That allows us to, you know, drastically increase the number of sales that we're bringing in for our authors.
Right. Well, I'm a little bit different because I've already been featured, my story and my book, part of it, in two New York Times bestsellers that are out right now. Plus, I've been written about in Vanity Fair, so I already have a lot of heat on me. It's just a matter about getting
May I
my
please know
product out now.
who am I speaking to?
Huh? George Pilgrim.
George,
So I'm featured,
last name, please.
PILGRIM.
George. Oh, I've seen you.
Yeah, so I'm featured
Narcos.
in Unscripted. Yeah, Google
Yeah.
Unscripted, The Epic Battle of the Media Empire and the Redstone Family Legacy, Paramount Global and CBS. If you Google Unscripted, New York Times bestseller, on Google Reads or on
I
the
know this book.
trailer, yeah, I start the whole book. I'm actor George Pilgrim.
Oh. It says MJ DiMario. Is that some unscripted book by MJ DiMarco?
No. Unscripted is by James B. Stewart and Rachel Abrams, Pulitzer Prize-winning writers. Unscripted, James B. Stewart, Rachel Abrams. Okay, so look at the teaser they show on the internet. You'll see trailer, actor
Yeah.
George Pilgrim. That's
Yep.
me.
I see. Hey man, you're famous.
Yeah, well, here's the
New
thing.
York
Like, I've
Times
been like
bestseller. Yep,
fucked
right
over
here.
the. Yeah, so I've been screwed over the last 10 years about my own story because nobody helps you, so I'm on my own. And now I want to tell my story that I've already written, and I just need help to put it together and sell it and go global. But I need to go global. I don't want to go just North America. I want to, like, you know, go big.
Absolutely. See, global launches are part of something that we do. But before that, can you tell me a bit, so I just want to understand, like, your story. Like, what's the end goal of your story? Like, is that a self-help book or, like, a memoir kind of place, or, like, you're trying to, you know, mention, accomplish that?
No,
like,
it's an autobiography. It's an autobiography, true story. But I want to set it up to where I could sell it to Hollywood to be a TV series or a movie. So it's got to be written that way. Yeah.
So do you have
a Jordan,
or all everything is up in your head?
No, I have it already. I need to tweak it out because, you know, after Unscripted came out this year, February 14th, there's things in there that are not accurate after they interviewed me for a week in Sedona. So there's things I need to add to it and tweak it out and then basically just set it up for Hollywood to get a copy of it, or they see it and they want to buy it and turn it into a TV series. But I need to retain and own all the rights, my LLC. I already own some of the rights for me, but I need to make sure I retain all those global rights.
Absolutely. You'd be happy to know that we don't take any royalties or rights. We work as a services providing company, and we purely provide service in exchange for the, you know, fees that we charge.
Well, I think if you run it up the chain, and here, go to georgepilgrim.com.
Georgepilgrim.com. Yep, fine. Beverly Hills. Is that you? Filmberg Bio.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So click on if you click on Bio Media and News, okay? If you click on Bio Media News and you scroll down past the pictures in my bio and you click on Current News, you can see all the articles that have recently, from the LA Times to the Hollywood Reporter to Semaphore, that have been written about me. And the only thing I don't have in there is Unscripted. I have never put it in there because I'm not, you know, really a fan. But since I'm in the protagonist main character and they're doing a TV series about it, I think it's time that I put my stuff together and sell it once and for all.
Makes sense.
So you see, I have a lot of heat on me already. I mean, this isn't the only book I'm featured in.
Yeah, I'm on your IMDb page. You've been here for a while. I've seen you in a lot of different places. That's nice, man. I don't think it's going to be really difficult to market you. You have a very well-known face. You have a decent following. Media knows you. These are all good things.
Yeah, and there's another book I was featured in, too. Two about Sumner Redstone and CBS and Paramount. The other one was The King of Content, Ketch Hegi. I'm featured in that one, too. Throughout the book, my character. Yeah, so there's two books I've already been featured in. But King of Content's the big one, because it got in February. In all the interviews and podcasts, they always talk about my character. But, you know, it got to number 3 in the New York Times.
Nice.
Bestseller underneath Prince Harry and Oprah Winfrey's book. Now it's lagging. Now they're selling it on Amazon. You know, Penguin did it. Penguin Publishing, that's why I was asking you if you're part of Penguin. And I haven't been approached by anybody to do a book or a movie deal, which I'm really shocked. So I see I'm going to have to go do this on this own, put it together, and make it available out there, because it seems Hollywood wants to option the actual books, you know, whether it's been published by a publisher or not. And I'm just going to need help to do all this. And I'm on a limited budget, too. So
George,
maybe run it up to your
superior, so that you get a better idea. And we have positioned ourselves for exactly this problem that you're mentioning. A lot of authors that we work with later on do get, you know, traditional publishing deals, and we help them secure an agent. But a person of your profile, I think, wouldn't look nice for me to go out and find an agent for you. It would look really nice if somebody else approaches you proactively and, you know, offers you. We have seen an increasing trend in which people publish books themselves. They get a bit of traction, and then publishing houses, you know, get interested. We have a team for everything here, George, and I'd love to meet everyone. Maybe we can do a Zoom call or something in which we can introduce you or show you our entire team, our office. You know, we have a team for writers, we have an editing team, we have, you know, a team for web developers, we even build apps, you know. So anything that you can imagine an author would need, from writing, editing, coaching maybe. And maybe let's say if you're a busy person, all you can do is take out time and maybe talk to somebody, because some people are brilliant at having a conversation, but not really brilliant at, you know, conveying or just...
My life, I'm 100% available. You know, my life and ambition is to get Citizen Pilgrim. I don't have a job, so I'm like 100% to full-time to try to get this off through audiobooks, hard copy, Kindle, whatever I need to do.
Yeah, all of them.
You know,
even an audio version.
And, you know, maybe your people want to cut a deal. You know, you take a percentage of the profits, because I've already gotten people asking me and sent me emails through my website, georgepilgrim.com, where can I get this book? Well, you can't, because I don't have it out there.
This is Welcome to George Pilgrim. I'm on your website. This is, we have a decent website. And yeah, we can see we don't take part or cut in the royalties itself. You know, we would in charge you maybe, and we're not going to be, you know, that on that expensive side. I know people, there are full service publishing houses charging like $18,000-$20,000 for services like these. At max, I probably we can start off from like maybe $3,000-$5,000 and then see if we need anything else. But even our biggest packages are elite publishing plans, in which we do editing, proofreading, writing. We would even help. See, I'll tell you. All you have to do is, as long as you can talk to our writers or send us the manuscript in any shape or form, it will work. But, George, see, when we're working with a person of, like, your profile, we want to build a relationship that can last. So we want to be very transparent before we start. See, this is going to be a collaborative effort, because you know how different companies work on different management styles. So our project management style is a feedback loop thing. So every time we send you something, your feedback will highly determine, you know, the turnaround time and the kind of content that we get from you. So, because, you know, it's your life, we can't just go ahead and make creative changes without your permission. And you have 100% creative rights as well. So as long as you don't say yes to something, we just possibly cannot, implement it. But consider us as a team that you don't have to pay on a monthly basis, and you can work with as long as you want without, you know, ever thinking of, you know, of any monthly subscription that you have to renew, because we only charge a one-time upfront fee, and then we're pretty much, as long as the book is not published, we're with you, we're on to it, and we're, you know, it's our task to get it out there as smoothly as possible in physical bookstores, maybe some interviews. But I'm pretty sure it's not difficult to market a person like you. I'm pretty sure if I call a few, you know, magazines and tell them their book is about to be launched, they would love to have you on your podcast and maybe do some interviews. So that is something that really helps when we're dealing with a person who already has a certain set of following, or, you know, been in the media industry for far longer than at least.
Yeah, I've been in Vanity Fair like 10 times, Hollywood Reporter, LA Times, New York Times, you know, I've been featured. But my friend at Hollywood Reporter, he's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, dude, nobody's approaching me. He's like, well, just fuck it. Go self-publish it. Go right to Amazon, do it through Amazon. But, you know, I think it's a little more complicated than just going to Amazon and publishing it, because, you know, you need somebody to help you, a team. You know, you guys get on Amazon, I'm sure, but you also
probably get it out. It's free to upload a book on Amazon. See, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely 100% free to upload anything on Amazon. The companies like us exist because people need help with finalizing the book. You're paying basically to get access to industry professionals that have done this before. Say what they would, you know, be, they would just be diligent and, you know, would ensure that they don't have to you don't have to learn through mistakes. You just rather take their tried and tested, you know, methods. And usually, see, when we're talking about life, that's 20, 30, 40 years of experience that we're talking about. And if you're looking at it from your perspective, everything might be important for you, right? But when we're writing a book, we can't possibly mention all 30 years' worth of effort. So we usually have to focus on things that would eventually hit it where, you know, the maximum impact is.
Right. But you could see I'd be global. I wouldn't just be North America and Canada. I mean, this is kind of a bigger
picture. Australia, India, China, you mentioned any continent, we're there, you know. And we're not only talking about, say, when it comes to North America, like Canada and U.S., we have exclusive partnership with, like, bookstores. But, you know, with a person like you, it's not difficult for us to, you know, even get your book available in Australia and U.K. So we even have a vendor in China, but we see a huge amount of sales coming in from like India, China, you know, these Asian regions, you know, Asian regions. We see a lot of volume, you know, volume sales. When we do like drop things down, we need a lot of volume to come in on these online platforms for people to, you know, make a buzz in the market. And that's why that those regions come into play. But when you see profitable sales, you probably will see it from your UK, Australia, US, and Canada.
Okay. All right, well, here's my email, and get me in the loop and then send it to your team and see if they're interested. And who's your biggest person you promote? Like, do you have, like, Dean Koontz, anybody big, authors that go through your
service? Absolutely. We work with you know, Kobe before he died. We helped market his book. So that's one big one, like one of the biggest, like personally, I was closest to that project in terms of marketing. I wasn't really, this was like 5 years back, so I didn't have a big position back then, but it really helped. I will make you talk to one of our senior author consultants before we're finalizing this. I'm pretty sure Ryan would talk to you. He's one of the, like, he's one of the big guns, yeah, and I'm pretty sure a person like
all
you
right,
should
so here's my,
to.
Here's my
yeah, give me an email, yeah.
So here's my, okay, so GM, like George Pilgrim, George Michael, like the singer, GM, Pilgrim, P-I-L-G-R-I-M, like Thanksgiving turkey, gmpilgrim66@gmail.com. And my phone number is 424-303-3629. And my website to see everything is georgepilgrim.com. And the main book that I'm featured in is The Star. Start the whole book is called Unscripted, The Epic Battle of a Media Empire and the Redstone Family Legacy, which owns Paramount Global, which is CBS, Paramount, Simon Schuster. They used to own Showtime, MTV.
Yeah.
And the other book I'm featured in is The King of Content, Wall Street Journal, Ketch Hegy. I don't know how you spell her name, H-E-A-G-Y, King of Content. And I've been featured in 10 Vanity Fair articles, LA Times, you know, everything. Just georgepilgrim.com. The only thing I don't have on my website is yeah, I don't have on georgepilgrim.com, I don't include Unscripted, but if you go to my IMDb page,
it's right there.
You can see the cover of King of Content. I mean, the cover of this book, Unscripted. But I'm tired. You know, I'm not gonna. I don't want to like sit around and wait for publishers and producers in Hollywood to approach me. I see now I'm going to have to take a proactive attempt because you know. Quite frankly, I think that Cherry Redstone or somebody's trying to like blacklist me from getting a publisher to buy my stuff because I'm shocked Penguin Publishing House hasn't approached me to give me a seven-figure deal. I'm shocked, you know. And here we're going on 7-8 months later, you know, and I'm the main character. It doesn't even make sense, you know.
Yeah, this doesn't because you are the main character of the book, and after the success of the first,
yeah.
Just common sense for them to launch another one. Probably somebody
yeah.
is blocking you.
Yes, somebody's blocking me.
But as long as you have
but
your book, you'll
you
see,
guys.
Even if you upload like a coming soon when your book is ready and you just have a book, like a book cover, and you start publishing your book, like promoting your book, you'll see how soon
yeah.
you'll start getting all of these offers.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'll
help me do that.
My name is Max Wilson. I'm telling you this so you'll get
yes.
an email from my – I'll explain you the process. I want to be
okay.
transparent. I'll explain you the entire process that you'll have to go through. And fundamentally, the two packages that we have just to start off, and you'll see the kind
okay.
of things that we offer in them. Once you understand the process and the packages, I'll get you your call scheduled with one of my senior managers. He's the lead of like all of our, you know, the business developing agents. So he'll talk to you directly probably. He would definitely want to. And then you can finalize the terms with him and see where this goes. But we'd be more than happy to, you know, have you on board.
All right, well, that's good. So you guys, are you in India or are you in the U.S.?
No, we have an office here in New York. I'm currently stationed over there. We also have an office in Canada, one in Australia.
Okay, cool. All right, so Kobe Bryant was your biggest book. That was a big one, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Kobe
was
quite a few other. But those are like purely authors. So he can tell you details in the list. Like, well, we've worked on a lot of big marketing projects. But, you know, those weren't, like, big movie stars or sports people. They were just authors themselves. But I'm pretty sure Ryan would – can you tell me, like, when are you usually free? Or should we just finalize this over email?
No, finalize it already. I'll be available. I can talk to him. I'm going to go work out right now and come back. I live on
I live in Sedona, Arizona, on a ranch. So I'm available anytime, Sedona time, which is, I don't know what time it is there. It's
10:46.
Yeah, it's 10:46 here.
Daylight saving.
Right, so I'm available anytime.
I'll just make sure we aren't calling you during. I'll text you first.
Yeah, text me first through my phone number because I never answer the phone because I leave my voicemail full. I get too many nut jobs calling me. But text me first, and then and if I'm available, then let's jump on the call. Let's go forward. I don't really want to screw around. If you guys can help me and make this happen, let's go for it.
Absolutely. I'll just go make sure you get the email within the next 15 minutes. Review everything, let me know, and I'll drop you a text with my number right now so that you can save it. And then let's schedule a call tomorrow. I'll just brief everything up, Ryan. If he gets way too excited and want to talk to you today, I'll let you know. But, you know, either way, I'll give it by, you know, till tomorrow for us to contact you.
Okay. Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Bye.